Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ron, what do you think of this idea? I think Ed Bouchette mentioned it with us yesterday, that the Chiefs right now would be a point and a half favorite on the Steelers. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, I would think. I mean, I might make it another point or two, maybe two or three, dependent where the game is, too, even though I know home field really isn't that big of a deal this year. But I would think that would be about the case, yes.
And the reason you think it should be higher and the reason you would favor the Chiefs is Mahomes, correct?
Absolutely. That is the number one reason, although I think – obviously, they're Super Bowl champs until proven otherwise. It's not just Mahomes, but if you're asking me for one reason why, clearly I would say him.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I think the Steelers are actually a better overall team. And I think Ben is a legit MVP candidate. I just think that that guy is flat out different. And we saw it first right here a couple of years ago when he came to Heinz Field early in the season. And by the way, that was a great game. It's one of those games you sort of forget about. A, because the Steelers lost. B, because it was early in the season. And I think there's this idea that it was a blowout. That was a phenomenal football game. I forget even what the final score was. Both teams, I think, were in the 30s, and both quarterbacks just absolutely lit it up. It was a great game. I'd like to see that again.
Oh, who wouldn't like to see that matchup? I mean, Mahomes is otherworldly, I think. It's funny, he sent out a text to DeAndre Hopkins congratulating him on his Hail Mary catch to beat Buffalo last week, and I saw Hopkins texted back, thanks, man, means a lot from you. I thought I was going to win a ring last year until you took over and started playing. Went into godlike mode. You know, just great respect there. And, man, to me, he's an otherworldly player. I've said this before, and I know it's still relatively early in his career. I truly think he has a chance to be the greatest of all time.
And he hasn't had one of these stretches like we've seen now from Russell Wilson, who I think is the second-best quarterback in the league, where all of a sudden it's like turnover after turnover. I think Wilson has 10 in the last 3 weeks. We haven't seen that from Mahomes, but looking back at that game from 2018, it was really, in many ways, when Mahomes announced himself to the NFL world, it was game two of the season. Chiefs went up 21-0 in the first quarter, and the Steelers outscored them the rest of the way 37-11. So the final was 42-37 Chiefs. It was 28-28 in the third quarter. Then the Chiefs go up 42-28. And then Steelers get a safety, and Ben brings them back to 42-37 with a couple minutes left. Just spectacular. And I think it also speaks to why I think the Steelers have a better chance than any team to beat this team is because they have the capability to come back in a game. Whereas I don't think a team like Baltimore. I think Baltimore would be dead. Tennessee would be dead. Indianapolis, dead. None of those teams, I don't think, have the capability to come back.
Oh, I don't disagree that the Steelers would have the best chance to beat them. I truly believe that, but until I see proof of it, I'm just going to stick with my belief that somehow a little bit the Chiefs are a little bit of a better team at this point. But I can't argue with you. You saying who has a better chance of coming back, man, it's pretty hard to argue with the Steelers.
Who has a better chance of winning a game against the Chiefs, period? Is there any team in the NFL that you would pick over the Steelers?
Maybe New Orleans, depending on where the game is and depending on Drew Brees' health. But other than that, I probably can't, no. Nobody in the AFC. I guess if you go to Buffalo, you happen to go there in January, although, hey, we know the weather can be just as bad in Kansas City as it is in Buffalo. So I would probably say no, Joe. I would think the Steelers have the best chance, absolutely.
I do, yeah, because of their defense, because of their pass rush, because I'm seeing now a secondary, I mentioned this the other day, that I can't wait to watch get on the field with Cam Sutton 2.0 here, the actual player that we're seeing now, with Mike Hilton and everything else they have. I think this is the best secondary they've had in a long, long time. Their pass rush speaks for itself. I still don't think they would stop Mahomes, but I think compared to any other team in the whole league, I think they have the stuff that could present problems for him. I do. And then they have the kind of offense that I think the Chiefs are vulnerable to, where they can spread it out and throw and keep the ball that way. Like, they've proven, the Steelers this season, that they can use a short passing game to keep the ball for a long time. First drive against Tennessee being the prime example. I just think if these teams played again, it would be a very close game. I think it would be an epic game. I think it would be a great AFC title game. I don't know if we'll get there, Ron, but I sure hope we do.
Yeah, there have been games in the past where we've been looking forward to rematches, right? Think back to 17 in the New England whole situation there after the Jesse James game. You know, sometimes what you hope for doesn't come to fruition, but who wouldn't want the defending champions against the only undefeated team left in the league? Now, a lot can change between now and then. I mean, both teams could lose more than once, perhaps, but I just don't see it happening. And that would be the dream game for me and you and just about everybody else, I would think.
Man, I would think. Going way off the board here, Ron. I meant to ask you this earlier and never did. Our good friend Mike White in the Post-Gazette today declared Bill Chirpak, TJ's coach, coming off his ninth Whipple championship, as the greatest Whipple football coach of all time. Did you see that?
I didn't read it, but I saw it, and I respect Mike's opinion. I don't know that I agree with that. But you, how do you argue with what he's done? And I'm not trying to even begin to minimize, what Chirpak has done. But I mean, I have such great respect for Jim Render. I have such great respect for Mike Szymanek. There's a lot of great coaches out there that have been tremendous, and it's just hard to pick one. But Mike certainly has been around a long time and makes a very compelling case.
So, do you agree with that, or would you pick somebody above Chirpak?
Well, I don't know how you don't go with Jim Render. I mean, he's the winningest coach in WPIL history. It just depends on, you know, on how you're measuring it. And again, I mean, what Mike Szymanek did at Aliquippa, and, you know, just a phenomenal job at a difficult place to coach. I mean, I would probably say at this point, Render, I would have to pick as the number one guy, just based on his that he's won more than anybody else.
Back to the NFL, Ron, and some trends from the first half of this season. Wanted to share some thoughts, exchange some thoughts on this. One, and this is out of the AP, a league built on parity has 15 teams with at least 6 wins and 12 others with 3 or fewer. That's the most ever in both categories through 10 weeks. Is that just sort of a weird, odd, random stat, or do you make something out of that? That it seems to be either you're winning a lot or you're losing a lot without a lot in between, and in the NFL, there's usually a lot in between.
Yeah, I mean, nothing's normal about this year, Joe, with the pandemic. I mean, nothing is normal, and you know, you hope to just get to the finish line and see some team actually be crowned champion. It is kind of hard to figure out that, there's so many teams with good records in the AFC. Look at Cleveland. What are they, 7-3 or 6-3, and they're not a playoff team right now. They're on the outside looking in. So there's other teams in that same situation. When you think you're 6-3 and they're adding an extra playoff team on top of everything out of each conference, you would think, okay, well, they're going to end up making it because of that. Not necessarily. There's a lot of haves, a lot of have-nots. The Steelers are playing one of the have-nots this week in Jacksonville, 1-8. But there are a lot of teams with real good records out there. But it's still early. We still got a ways to go yet, don't we, to see if maybe the cream will rise, if you will.
Well, you made a good point on the AFC, and this gets to the idea of the game we all want to see, which is Steelers against Chiefs in the AFC title game. But the AFC has 9 of its 15 teams with at least 6 wins, and that's the first time any conference has had that many teams win at least 6 through the first 9. That's pretty eye-opening to me. The previous high was AFC in 2004, had 8 teams go at least 6-3 through 9 games. Does it speak to, do you think, a really talented group in the AFC, like a lot of teams that could threaten to get to the Super Bowl? Or is it, again, just sort of a random sampling, a random stat? Because I don't really look at the AFC as completely loaded, Ron. In fact, I think I see 3 teams that I think have a really legit shot to get to the Super Bowl: Steelers, Kansas City, and Baltimore. How do you see it?
I still think at this point it's Pittsburgh and Kansas City. I'm not sure if I would include Baltimore anymore the way they're playing. You know, I think they can come here and beat the Steelers because that's such a rivalry game. But I don't know if I'm quite willing to put them in the mix to make the Super Bowl at this point. And I'm probably foolish to say that because, again, things can turn pretty quickly. But to me, it's a 2-team race to get to the Super Bowl, and I include just Pittsburgh and Kansas City.
So that all these teams having 6 wins then is more a mirage than an indicator that it's a loaded AFC. It sounds like we agree on that.
Well, there's no doubt it's a loaded AFC, but, you know, loaded to have good records, but I'm not quite sure I'm going to say loaded to make the playoffs, if you will. I mean, not to make the playoffs, to make the Super Bowl.
Loaded, it's not loaded with really good teams. I mean, if we don't think any of these teams can get to the Super Bowl, then what difference does it make if they have 6 wins? I mean, and I do look at some of these teams as pretty fraudulent, like the Browns. So I'm not reading into this that this is a loaded AFC in terms of teams that can get there. That's all.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, sure. That's what I'm saying, but that doesn't mean that the records aren't good at this point and it's going to be competitive to get into the playoffs, and I think that's the key. It's definitely going to be competitive to get into the playoffs, but does that mean if somebody gets there, I really like their chances of going far? No, I don't.
Comebacks, another trend in football this year. Arizona overcame a 14-point deficit to beat the Bills. That marked the 10th straight week a team that trailed by at least 13 points won a game, and that only happened once previously in the history of the league. There have been 31 games in which a team won after trailing double digits. That's the most ever through week 10. What do you read into that?
I don't know what to read into that. Is that because defenses aren't as good as maybe they used to be? I don't know. That's a really good question. I didn't realize those numbers were that remarkable, and they are remarkable to me because, you know, and we've seen the Steelers come back. We've seen other teams come back. I don't have an explanation for it, Joe, but it's kind of stunning to me. What's your exclamation? What's your explanation on that?
It seems to be a function just of passing offenses, of points going up. Teams are simply scoring more. They're more capable of putting big numbers on the board now than ever before. We have seen it with the Steelers. We've seen them overcome double digits 2 weeks in a row. We also saw them almost double digit lead in Tennessee. That became very precarious near the end. So I like it. I can tell you that. You know, you're watching a game and you feel like it could turn at any moment. The game we're going to watch tonight, Arizona-Seattle. Arizona was down, I think, by at least 10. It was double digits with 2.5 minutes to go in that game earlier this season. They came back and won in overtime. It keeps me watching games that I might ordinarily not, I can tell you that, because you don't know what can happen. I think it's great for the league, really.
Well, I mean, and also I said maybe it's a reflective of defenses not being that good, but maybe it's also a reflection on how good some of these quarterbacks are, including the one we get to watch every week. That, you know, when you have a good one like that, you're never out of a game. And I agree with you. It makes it a lot of fun. It keeps your interest. You know, you don't want to make a habit, obviously, of falling behind like that and having to come back, because once in a while you're not going to be able to do it. Probably more often than not, you're not going to be able to do it. But I think some of the quarterback play has just been astonishing. These young quarterbacks, I mean, you know, obviously Tua, and obviously I think Joe Burrow, you know, has been really good. He wasn't so good last week against the Steelers, but, I mean, the Herbert kid with the Chargers. I mean, there's been some outstanding quarterback play, hasn't there? And I think that makes it fun when you see that kind of play.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.